open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Welcome back.
Busted Pencils. Hey, hey.
Johnny. See, you got that pencil there, man. People on the Facebook Live might actually get to see Johnny bust a pencil. Man, well, I tell you, great, great guest, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, a.k.a. Matt Damon's mom. And I know people are like, really? It's like, you know what? It's Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, early childhood expert, extraordinaire wisdom. And boy, if you missed that, I'm telling you, you know, the podcast tomorrow when it drops, people, you got to be there. You got to download and you got to listen, because that was some strong stuff. And I love the idea. The Facebook Livers got to hear this, but special show coming up in the next few weeks with Dr. Nancy and Denisha Jones, really hitting this idea of play and racism and how that plays out. So that's going to be an exciting show. But Johnny, Evan's got something for us to listen to, so we're gonna just do a quick listen, and then we're gonna try to figure this out.
Yeah. So this is that clip of TC you sent over, and okay, there's this word here.
Okay.
It's backpfeifengeist.
It
means a face that badly needs a fist.
Okay.
Okay. Here's
here we go. Let's hear this.
So it is BS. In fact, it's more than that. It's civilization-ending poison. But it's everywhere. How widespread is it? Well, we can't really be sure until we finally get cameras in the classroom as we put them on the chests of police officers, until we finally get a civilian review board in every town in America to oversee the people teaching your children, forming their minds. And let's hope we get both of those very soon. But until we do, we can't know exactly how widespread this is. So it is BS. In fact, it's more than that. It's civilization-ending poison. But it's everywhere. How widespread is it? Well, we can't really be sure.
It looped on us. Yeah.
I love it. But I mean, it just reinforces. So there, Johnny Lupinacci, are you going to be the first to put a camera on when you go into your classroom, so that Tucker Carlson can see how widespread the poison is?
Yeah. Yeah. I've long time. Been an advocate against the sentiment that we'll get into our classrooms, we'll close our doors, and we'll do the kind of teaching that we need to do. And that's the thing that a lot of us learned and we've been taught because of the tremendous pressure to limit the creativity. Like Dr. Carlson Page told us tonight about this, the ways that teachers experience constraints on good teaching in very racist, sexist, classist ways in our schools, right? Mm-hmm. So we've long experienced this constraint on good teaching. And one of the responses has been to learn to do different. And when we ask questions as young teachers and say, but what if I can't? Then we've often shared this nugget of wisdom with one another that I think is actually a problem. That we get into our classrooms, you close the door, and you teach how you know is the right thing. And I think that's true.
No, right. Like, I was going to say, and in one way, that's really sage advice.
But it's also a double-sided sword. Right. Because I'm going to go at the same time. When I opened my door to the community as a teacher who was closing my door and teaching a particular way, and it left me extremely vulnerable, because then it was, he's teaching all kinds of activist stuff and who knows what's going on in his classroom. It wasn't until I opened the door and invited the community in that the kind of transparency that exposed a pedagogy of love. For our listeners, we're talking about the study of teaching, like just practices of caring for children in our classrooms, for sharing, for learning about their lives, and for being present at the moment of the birth of ideas, right? The root of the term education, right? To being present at that moment. That's the kind of stuff that I hope that these fools who are asking us to wear cameras get to experience. Please. There's a wonderful documentary, if our listeners are really interested in this. There was an ethnic studies ban in Arizona, and there was a beautiful documentary made by teachers who'd said exactly this. Come see what it's like to teach ethnic studies in the high schools in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they filmed their classroom, and they invited everyone in, and we saw beautiful things happen. The film's called Precious Knowledge.
Precious Knowledge. Check it out.
And the same kind of thing. I hate to give credit to someone like that sound clip, right?
Right.
To my guy, Tuck Carlson, right? Like, just get out with it.
Bach Feigengeist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
come see how we do it, well, because, you know, it's not until you become familiar with what you're trying to use as a chilling effect in fear. People, like the general public, will not fear good teaching.
No, and see, and that's where I want to go with this is like, you know what, before Tucker Carlson can chill people, that chilling effect, when he makes that statement, it's our opportunity, as you just said, Johnny, to actually de-weaponize his attempt at saying, we're going to bring cameras in your classroom and we're going to catch you. It's like, dude, you know what?
Catch us doing what?
Catch us teaching, what? Teaching? Really? Yeah. You are more than welcome. Bring in the news. Bring in CNN. Bring in your faux news cameras, too. Bring it on, man, because we got some cool teaching to show the world, in fact.
And what you're going to see, and really why I'm saying, like, yes, open doors, because what you're going to see is, like, really tragic underfunding. What you're going to see is vast inequality. What you're going to see is some children teaching and being taught in creative spaces where their human rights are recognized. And you're going to see other spaces where just as deserving children, right? All children deserve a wonderful, creative, and loving classroom. But what you're going to see if you put cameras on everyone is that some of us walked into classrooms that were that, and others, we walked into classrooms where water was coming through the roof, where children were hungry and tired. And we're going to see poverty in a different way in this country. So please, kind sir, get cameras into our classrooms. And I promise you, we'll have some funding behind ending poverty, behind stopping racism. And the cops in the schools won't be able to come in and choke a young woman and throw her on the ground. These kinds of things won't happen if we have accountability to the way we care for our children in this country.
Man, now Johnny Lupinacci dropping the bombs tonight, man. Mike dropping away. But this is, you know, and this is why I wanted to play that clip and actually, you know, have that lined up, because it's like, you know, every time, you know, and go back to Dr. Julian Vasquez, he like talking about this, you know, this chilling effect. You know what? If they are, who, you know, Tucker Carlson, whoever is out there trying to create this fear of critical race theory, you know, we're going to scare teachers. And you know what? No. Actually, come on in, man. That's a great idea, Tucker. Because like what you just said, Johnny, one of the first things is like, holy cow, what people are going to see for the first time, which isn't even going to be critical race theory. It's just going to be gross inequities across different classrooms, as you just said. Take a look in Mr. Lupinacci's classroom. Take a look in Mr. Slecker's classroom. Take a look and see and go, wait a minute. How could that be that there are two public schools in America that are so different? Tucker, bring it in, man. And you know what? And I'm going to be teaching about the Tulsa, Oklahoma race riot, dude. I'm going to teach it. And in fact, I want you to video me teaching it, because I want people to see how this is done, and hopefully it catches on, right? So it's like, let's take the conservative attack on, quote, critical race theory, conservative attack on truth, conservative attack on, is what Nancy was saying, a fundamental teaching right. The idea that we are not preparing widgets to pass tests, that we have the lives to go out and go forth after school and to be participatory civic citizens, ethically minded to do better for the human race. It's like, you know what? Yeah, that's what we do, man. That's our claim. That's what it means to teach. That's where we're at. You know, Johnny, I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, let's creatively throw it back, too. I mean, how wonderful would it be? I hope that they give us all these cameras, these body cameras and stuff, and then we can keep the footage, because I would love for my students and their classroom to be able to run a reality TV show right out of the classroom and, you know, real world geometry class, you know, critical math education. We'll talk about it in future shows, but Florida's bossing up right now and trying to tell us that we can't have culturally relevant materials in our math classroom, that we can't have social emotional learning, or we ought not to, because there's no evidence to its importance to best standards. And so we'll talk about that. But what I'd love is, yeah, you pay for your whole political fear funds the reality TV show that the students in my classrooms and the classrooms of the teachers that I get so honored to work with, right? They get to fund the whole demystifying of that math can be social justice learning, can be towards sustainability, and can be empowering. And thank you very much, because you provided the technology and the footage for doing that research. Thank you very much. The cameras are now for research purposes.
That's it. And so more busted pencils when we get back. And hopefully Johnny will have a new pencil to break, man. Busted pencils back after the break.
You want to punch me too, Brennan? You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.